Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. 6 weeks after winning the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call he initiated that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things that they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Trump has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election. He did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January 20th. President-elect Biden is expected to choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as Secretary of Energy in his administration, according to two people familiar with the decision. Biden also named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to various media outlets. Both appointments require Senate confirmation. In a report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They also are calling for tougher relations with Tehran. Parliament's watchdog Foreign Affairs Committee says the deal to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program is now a shell of an agreement and beyond repair. The committee's report also urged the British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.